how do you identify?
I cannot differentiate between being Asian and being American. You know, those things go hand in hand together. Yes, my parents are from Asia. They're from Vietnam. It's neither one half or one half. It's 100% American and 100% Asian. My name is Jacob Nguyen, and I'm 21 years old. I'm currently a student at George Mason University pursuing a computer science major.
There is no one way to be Asian American. My name is Angie Chuang. I'm 45 years old, and I live in Denver, Colorado, and I'm an associate professor of journalism at University of Colorado Boulder. Asian Americans are here, and they're really diverse across segments of society and socioeconomic status. My research emphasis is on representations of race, ethnicity, otherness, particularly around immigration and immigrant identity.
By 2040, 1 out of 10 Americans will be Asian American and Pacific Islander. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are an estimated 22 million Asian Americans living in the United States today, and by next year, that number will reach upwards of 26 million. I'm your host, Megan Rumler, founder of Adecibel Media, and you're listening to Call Me Megan, a podcast that brings you up close and personal with Asian America.
I suppose I could say I'm Taiwanese American. Maybe that's, but I don't say that. I don't know, or I don't think about that a lot now that we're talking about it.
I no longer feel the need to fit into one frame, one box. I'm lots of things, and I'm from lots of places, and they all make me who I am, and I've accepted all of them.
We meet and talk with the individuals that make up the fastest growing ethnic group in the country. Come with me on this intimate journey as I get to know this vibrant, diverse, and nuanced community, one that has already and is continuing to indelibly change the fabric of this country.
I think my kind of lack of connection to my Asian American identity does stem a lot from growing up in Indianapolis, especially on the south side, where there just weren't a lot of Asians, feeling like I wanted to fit in. My name is Angie Wu. I'm 41, and I'm a newspaper copy editor. I work at the Sunday magazine for the Washington Post. I just was more interested in, I guess, developing the other parts of myself. And almost, I remember, you know, being resentful of, like, in fifth grade, the kids would tease me that my boyfriend should be Dennis Horn. And the reason is because we were the only two Asian kids in the class. And I was like, I cried. I really hated that. And maybe that had a stronger effect on me than I realized, because, you know, then I just was kind of trying to ignore all the Asian parts of me and just to try to, you know, just to be me.
So, Professor, how do we define Asian American?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Even this idea of Asian American is ironically the most American concept of all. In Asia, nobody is Asian American. And if I went back to Taiwan, where my roots are and my family, and I said, I'm Asian, they would look at me like I was crazy. They would say, well, are you Chinese? Are you Taiwanese? Or are you from this province or this district? But nobody's Asian.
How might better understanding the nuances of this community impact America's own understanding of its national identity? And why is that important?
So I think being able to hold two ideas in your head at once really is the idea of being Asian American, because to say I'm both, as one of your interviewees said, that I'm 100% Asian, I'm 100% American, and that is not a contradiction. Many of us live in what I call the hyphen of Asian American, and even though it's not always hyphenated, and that hyphen is a very interesting and sometimes not easily defined place.
I am a lawyer by profession, but don't practice the law. You can call me a lobbyist, a strategist to government affairs, and I'm the proud mom of two wonderful girls. Sohini Gupta is my name. I'm 45 years old. I was born and raised in New York, New York. Right, so the first person in my entire family born in the US, which made me wanna make sure everyone knew that I was American, like I deserved to be here, I was born here. And so I am American, but you know, over time you realize that your heritage can be embraced and it doesn't impact sort of your affiliation and your loyalty. I would say being an Asian American today means very much the same as being an American today. I, you know, drink my coffee in the morning, drive my kids to school, you know, do the sort of the normal day. I relate to like working mom syndrome. I can have all the guilt in the world, all the same things that I think my, you know, 100% American counterparts probably challenge. We're humans just trying to be successful in today's environment and contribute to our community in a way that leaves an impact. You know, we all just want to make the world better than when we started.
What I would like to say about being an Asian American is that, you know, remember who you are. Keep a steady hold on your tradition, your values, your culture of your ethnicity, whether you're, you know, South Asian, East Asian, or any type of Asian. Really, your past, your legacy is what defines you.
If I had to tell someone about being Asian American, I would say, you know, if you see someone who appears Asian to you, that's just one part of them. And we're all just people. You can have your preconceived notions, but like understand that that's what those are. They're preconceived and like make space for there to be all kinds of other notions when you, you know, get to know them. Or they, you know, we all contain multitudes. For some people, their Asianness is a really big part of them, and some people it's less. Just, you know, I think that's what makes us all so interesting. We're not all the same.
I'm your host, Megan Rumler, and thank you for listening to Call Me Megan, a podcast that brings you up close and personal with Asian America. Call Me Megan is produced by Adecibel Media. All music in this episode is sourced from a royalty-free subscription license through soundstripe.com. Don't forget to tell us what you think. Email us at hello@adecibel.com. That's hello@adecibel.com. Thanks for listening, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time.